Welcome to Link to Heaven. Mahalo to all the listeners of VBS Radio. It is a great honor and pleasure to be with each and every one of you today. And today I am the co-host in behalf of Robbie Thomas. And I want to say happy Father's Day to each and every one of you great fathers out in Radio Land. And today we're actually going to go and I'm going to offer readings to all the fathers out there in Radio Land. And if you or any of you would like to receive a reading today, please feel free to call in because I am ready and to go with these readings. So I'm not sure of the phone numbers to give to all the listeners, but I know that each and every one of you have been very loyal to VBS Radio. And we want to say happy Father's Day to Robbie Thomas, and he will be back again with all of you next week Sunday, and I know that you will join him next week Sunday to have a lot of fun with him, and it is a great, great honor to be able to connect with all the VBS Radio listeners today. So what's really interesting is that today I spent some quality time praying for all the fathers to show them our appreciation, because without all of them out there helping to support the family unit, and we all know that that's incredibly important for all the fathers to realize how much that each of us really do appreciate having them in our lives. I have both of my fathers on the other side, and I get to communicate with each and every one of them. And it's kind of interesting because, you know, they're not here in the physical. But I also did a wonderful prayer ceremony and asked both of my fathers to come today so that I was able to honor them for allowing me to be a part of their lives. So I really want to send out our many, many mahalos and thank yous to all the fathers throughout this planet. So today what I'm going to do is I'm actually going to go ahead and give some important information to all the fathers out there, throughout the planet. So one of the things that the Ascended Masters are asking me to share with all the fathers is just to know how much you are indeed appreciated, even though sometimes we forget the dedication, the loyalty, and the many, many hours that you work to support not only your wives, but also your children. And we just want to make sure that we all today allow you to know this. I also ask that all the fathers throughout this planet this day to always remember to be patient with not only their wives, but with their children. A lot of times we do our very best, and we are so anxious and excited to see our fathers come home that we sometimes tend to forget through our excitement that we need to allow our dads just a little bit of a time out, just to take a little bit of a breather. So we do ask the fathers to remember this, to always be patient. Also, we'd like to share with all the fathers today is that all is well with each and every one of you. You are very perfect just the way you are, and that it is such a wonderful and thrilling moment for each of us when we're able to connect our hearts with your heart, our eyes with your eyes. And I also ask that every day that our fathers allow themselves the permission to spread their wings and to allow themselves to express who they are, and not to forget to not be caught up in everyday work and working on balancing, staying in balance on home life, sharing time with your children and your wives, that it's also very important for you to remember your own identity and to allow yourself that permission to express your identity. We also ask today that all our fathers, each and every one of you, that soon a lot of the burdens will be lifted off of you. We know that you labor many hours for each one of us. You take our sorrows and pains, and you wipe our tears from our cheeks. And so once again, we thank you for those. I also want to let the fathers know that the heavens are about to open the gates of prosperity to each and every one of you. The heavens would like to know that they're singing praise of jobs well done. And so this is just a reminder and a reward from the heavens that is about to be bestowed upon each and every one of you today. And always to remember that you are the power and the intelligence of you, your world, and your families. And there's a special hello from the heavens, from the ascended masters and God himself that says, I am here. I am with you. Wow, that was really cool. I hope that you guys really enjoyed that. And I hope that I'll have a father that will call in to request for his own special message today. And if not, we'll just keep right on moving forward. And I would like to even find out, if you're willing to share, is what did you do special for your father today to show your appreciation and gratitude for his presence in your life? Or maybe just a special moment that your father really made a huge impact or a difference in your life that you've kept locked up in your own heart for a long, long time. And if you'd like to share that with us all today, I'd love to hear it. But I will continue moving forward here until we decide that we're going to receive a caller. And I also want to remind all of the fathers today, is instead of allowing the burden to become a challenge for you, today give yourself that permission to just release all of those burdens, that allowing yourself to share with your family and taking responsibility and accountability, share your thoughts and ideas with your family and participate on allowing them to support you. And that will help you and your family to regain and take back their own personal power as individuals, but also as a family unit. And I also want to remind all the families out there that it's important to always stay plugged in to each other, to your children, your wives, your husbands, and never ever to forget to show gratitude not through words, but through actions. Actions have a lot of volume. They speak a lot of volume. And we ask today that the heavens will bless each of the fathers and their families for harmony and balance, prosperity and well-being and perfect health. Wow, this is really great. So I wonder if Robbie is actually listening to this. He'll probably say, what did you do to my show? I don't have anyone listening to my show anymore. But I also remind the fathers today that it's very important to make sure that you have true values and have them in order. Sit down today or maybe tomorrow and sit back and think about some of the things that you can change so that you're able to spend more quality time with your children and your wives, to appreciate and enjoy the little children beginning to walk for their first time or walking a park with your children, teaching your son how to fish. And remember that you are the foundation of your family unit and that you set in motion with your family on their personal foundation that they will walk upon each and every day. So, and I have found that my fathers used to do that when they were here with us, is that they would spend, you know, at least one day and sit all of us together or individually and say, well, how are you doing? You know, is there any particular subjects you would actually like to speak about? And I found that very useful to me. And as an adult, you know, I never forgot those values that my father taught me, not only just to share with others, but to share for myself. Because once you can give to you, you're actually able to give so much more to others. And I also want to share with all of you today how important it is to remember and be aware of your breathing. Breathing is extremely important. A lot of us don't realize that we aren't even breathing correctly or properly. And if we all can just close our eyes today and maybe even just take a deep breath and bring it all the way down to your root chakra, which is located at your pelvic area, and then release that breath and become aware of allowing your lungs to expand, your chest cavity to expand, you'll find that your energy flow will increase. You'll find that you will have more clarity and focus on your emotional and mental bodies. So while you guys are all listening to me, why don't you give that a try and see if that doesn't work for you? I know it works for me really well. Let's see here. Wow. Somebody is about to receive a gift of sight out there in radio land. And if you do, I'd love to hear about it. And I would encourage you. And this is a female energy, by the way. So you're starting to see movement around you. You've also seen little orbs of purple light or even little white flashes at the corner of your eye. I want you to know that what you're seeing is real. So you may want to maybe get a book on being clairvoyant, being able to see with your spiritual eyes. And that's a very exciting moment. I know it was for me when my spiritual eyesight developed. One of the things that I would like to share with all of you today is the importance of making sure that you keep your chakras cleansed and cleared. We all know, each of us know, that every day we're being bombarded by a lot of toxins and debris, even in just the air that we breathe in. As we go and drive down the street or walk into a store, our workplaces, our own aura and energy fields will merge and blend with others that are around us. And it's important because as that starts to penetrate our own energy fields, it starts to clog up our chakras. And if you're not feeling well, or all of a sudden you start to see that your own attitude or perception is starting to shift and you're acting outside of what you normally would act, you could probably sure bet that more than likely you probably would want to clean those chakras that's got where there's energy all clogged up. It's like having a clogged water pipe or something. And one of the techniques that I use in the evening, which I do this, by the way, every night when I get ready to go to bed, I actually call in Metatron. And Metatron is an archangel, and he stands on the right-hand side of God. And I will normally say, I call forth to Archangel Metatron to do a cleansing, purification, healing of each of my chakras at all levels, because you have many, many different levels per chakra. And let me know if that doesn't work for you, because all of a sudden you start reclaiming a better attitude about life. You start to have better energy. You aren't acting out other people's emotions or attitudes. And I make sure I do this every night. So, and let me give you guys some of my information, so if you'd ever like to contact me, my email address is imdivinelight@aol.com, or you can reach me by calling me at 480-255-6198. And I would also like to personally invite each and every one of you. I do have a show called Universal Spiritual Connection with Achieve Radio. And I'm on Monday nights from 8 to 10, and on Tuesdays from 2 to 6 p.m. Arizona time, and that is Mountain Standard Time. And one of the things that I had planned to do today is really thank BBS Radio for their dedication to all of you. You know, we sit back and we think about some of the occupations that we'd all like to express ourselves in, and I know firsthand the dedication that it takes for these radio stations, working on it, you know, with all the ad copies and the show themes and putting together the right show host to, and their information. It takes a lot of dedication to bring you the highest information to serve each and every one of you. And I personally want to thank all of you for supporting BBS Radio, and hope that you will come and join me at times with Achieve Radio. And I do want to personally thank BBS Radio also for allowing me this opportunity to stand in with Robbie Thomas. I was told that he was going to take the day off for Father's Day, and good for him. Rightfully so. He deserves it, and he should be allowing his children to show their gratitude that he's their dad. And so I just hope Robbie will be pleased that I have come to support him on his show. And let's see here. I also want to remind everyone that we've had some really rough months lately. And a lot of what's been going on has been a lot of the shifting that's been happening with our universe. And part of what's been happening is there's been energies coming here to the planet to help cleanse each one of us, our emotional, mental, spiritual, and physical bodies. There's a huge shift that is about to take place in August, and it's very important. I know it can be a little rough, a little challenging for all of you. I know it has been at times for me, but remember to breathe.
Do you
remember
want me to put
to
one on the
stop
air?
Stop yourself and just take time out until you're able to move forward once again. But remember to give yourself the permission.
We have a caller.
Cleansing to take place.
Sorry to interrupt.
That's okay.
Did you want me to put them on?
Sure.
Okay, it'll take a few seconds to get them on. About 10 seconds, they'll be on.
Okay.
Thank you.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi. Christine. Welcome to Link to Heaven. How may I serve you?
I just had a few questions.
Absolutely. If I could get you to speak up just a little bit louder. I can barely hear you, and I would love for you to tell me what your name is, if you would.
Okay. Can you hear me now?
It's a little better.
Sorry. I guess maybe it's my phone or something. I'm not sure.
I recognize the voice, though. Do I know you?
I don't think so.
Okay. Well, I do now, don't I?
I just wanted to ask, I just have had some questions about, I guess, my love life and things, and, like, maybe, I just want to know, is it me that's maybe doing things wrong, that's just not, like, am I communicating the wrong message to people, or?
Well, there's a couple of things going on, if I may express that to you, and I hope you'll write this down, okay?
Okay.
One is there some areas within yourself that needs healing, and I encourage you to do that.
Okay.
That has to do with some past experiences that you had.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That you have not fully allowed yourself to fully trust. Does this make sense?
Yeah. Yeah, a little bit. Yeah.
Okay. But there's also areas also with your own self-confidence about yourself, okay,
yeah,
that you may want to take a look at. And sometimes it's just a matter of just writing them down,
mm-hmm,
or observing yourself,
okay,
and then writing them down.
Okay.
Is there a relationship there for you? Yes. Is he coming in? Absolutely. It's going to be just a little bit longer before he does come in. I'd like to say it's either going to be by the end of this year or the beginning of next year.
Okay.
But let me, before I let you go, because I really want you to understand this,
mm-hmm,
is that use this time to dive into some of those areas, okay, before you meet him.
Okay.
Because then you will blend better with the relationship. You won't have to work through some stuff, okay?
Okay. Okay. And I have, I guess, like one more question.
Sure.
Lately I've been having like these dreams, and they seem just so, I don't know, it just seems like they're either trying to point me in a certain direction, or maybe they're trying to help me get over my fears. I'm not quite sure, but they're just so real. Like, I had a dream that I was, like, in a car, and one of my friends was driving the car, and we were going down this, like, hill that was straight down, and then everyone was scared, but then at the end, like, she said everything was going to be okay, and everything was okay, and I actually could feel like I was feeling better. And then another one where I was afraid to go into a certain room, and it was another one of my coworkers actually, and she kept trying to get me to go in the room, and the room that I was in was dark, but the room that I was trying to go into was light. So I'm like, and I keep having like all these different dreams. I usually remember my dreams, but I don't usually have this many. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. That I remember, and this many at like within a few weeks of each other. And I was just wondering, like, it, exactly what is it trying to tell me? Or,
well, and that's the biggest issue right there. If I bring it forward for you, is fear. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And you really need to take a good look at that. And let me remind you, fear is only a lower vibration that is designed by the lower forces.
Mm-hmm.
Because truly you don't have anything to be fearful of around you.
Mm-hmm.
And part of that fear is feeling powerless in your own world.
Okay.
Does this make sense for you?
Yeah, definitely.
So what you want to do is back up and say, okay, write down, just like number one, write down some of the areas in your own personal life that has become a real challenge for you, that has created some of this fear.
Mm-hmm.
It can be just one or two words. You don't have to get, you know, write a long paragraph about each fear,
mm-hmm,
just, or the challenge, just write it down. Then take a real good look at that, because once you start looking at it and realizing, well, wait a minute, what am I really truly afraid of?
Uh-huh.
And then start, because if you stand back and take a look at it, you realize that you had the power all along to make whatever changes that needed to be made.
Okay.
And stop allowing people to bully you around. Because that happens, doesn't it?
Yeah, a little too much, yeah.
And that's part of the challenges you're having. And I have to tell you, some of the friends that you feel are friends for you
mm-hmm.
aren't necessarily your friends. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
So I want you to think about some of those things. Do you feel that I've given you some direction in helping you?
Yes, definitely.
Oh, good. Excellent. And let me know how you're doing. I'd be very interested, and you know, I can send you an email to let you know on some of the areas that you might find yourself getting stuck in.
Okay.
Does that sound like a plan?
Yeah.
Excellent. Well, is there anything else I can do for you?
I guess that's about it. About the career. I just wondered where my career was headed. If it was headed in a good place, like soon.
So what are you doing now, if I may ask?
I'm a research associate for a biotech company.
They're going through changes, aren't they?
Yeah.
Major changes, major shifts.
It's definitely a place that I don't want to stay in, or even a career I want to stay in either, so.
Yeah. The timing of you moving from there is not quite right.
Okay.
What I would like to say to you, though, is I would start working on a brand new resume. Do you already know kind of what you want to do at this point?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I'm working on my resume now, actually.
Pardon me?
I'm working on my resume now, actually.
Perfect. Go ahead and get that going. Start, you know, doing job search.
Mm-hmm.
Send them out, okay?
Okay.
I will say this. You will land another really cool job.
Oh, good.
And you're going to be very happy. It's going to become, the pay is going to be really good pay.
Good.
And you also are going to receive some benefits from this particular company.
Okay.
But it won't... But it was not going to really, you're not really going to, and you don't want to. You want, because it all start kicking in around September. And then you call me and you will celebrate. How's that?
Oh, wow. Okay. That's
good. Okay. That's so great. Get excited. Get excited about life. Let go of that fear that has been paralyzing you.
Mm-hmm.
Take a good look at some of the people around you because it's time to let them go.
Okay.
They've served, well, let's put it this way. They have served what they came to do with you. It's complete. Now it's time to let it go. So be happy in your heart to say goodbye and bless them.
Okay? Yeah.
Well, thank you for calling.
All right, thank you.
You have a great evening.
All right, you too.
Wow, that was great. I'm excited. Let's all get excited about life. So I want to know, do we have another caller or can just continue talking? Okay, so I'll just continue talking. So I hope that another caller will call in. If not, that's okay. You guys can just listen to me talk. And anyway, I want to go back to the shift that's about to take place. We're going to have a major light shift that's about to take place in August. So remember, I know it can be a little challenging. A lot of things are coming up, surfacing itself in front of you. Don't be afraid to take a good look at each one of those things and say, aha, I know what this is. And allow yourself to let it go, okay? Not always easy, but we all know it's just like when we spend hours crying, and I mean that real deep sorrow type of cry, and you get to the point where you're just totally exhausted. And try to remember how good that feels once it's all just let go of. It's like you've emptied out your whole internal self. And then you have this whole new energy that about you. And then
we have another caller.
Okay.
I'll put him on.
Thank you. Welcome to the Link to Heaven.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello. Welcome to Links to Heaven. How may I serve you?
Oh, well, I just wanted to say you're doing a great job.
Oh, thank you. You know, it's really interesting because, you know, I didn't know that Robbie wasn't going to be on the show until about 5-10 minutes, you know, basically prior to the show.
Mm-hmm.
So here I am. I'm actually winging it. Isn't that cool?
What, I say that again?
I'm just moving. I'm just doing it. What's your name?
I see that. Hey.
Is it Beth?
Hey.
K-A-Y. Okay, I can barely hear you.
K-A-Y, K.
Thank you, K.
Sure.
Well, welcome to the show. Would you like
Thank
to get
you.
A message? Or do you have...
Well, there was a couple things. I just was curious, you know. Do you think that it's wrong to, or do you see anything?
Repeat yourself again, please.
I'm asking, do you see anything wrong in, like, you know, desiring somebody over many years and maybe they, you know, they don't know you exist or, you know, is that a wrong thing to do or do you see anything that maybe I could connect with this person or?
Well, I don't see anything wrong with it, but I have a couple of questions that I'd like to ask you about it.
Mm.
First of all, if you really admire someone, why haven't you let him know yet?
Oh, well, I did, and, you know, we've been friends for, well over 20 years, and I did let him know, but he was involved with somebody at the moment, so it kind of went over like a lead brick.
Ah, yeah.
But he's free now, but he lives clear across the country, and I'm not quite sure, you know, if I still be pining for him or if I could just leave it alone.
Is it possible for you to give me his name or... I don't want to compromise your position. Let me see if I can pick up on his energy through you, if I may, okay?
Okay.
Just give me a second here. You know what?
It's coming up blank, huh?
Pardon me?
Is it coming up blank?
No, I got him. I'm going to have to say to you that you need to let go.
Oh, what a drag.
Okay. Now, doesn't mean you can't have a friendship with him. A friendship.
Well, we've been friends for so long, you know, but I guess I'm just pining for him, you know. I just hope that one day he'll turn around and realize, you know, that...
Yeah, but that's up to for debate again, and the reason why I say that is because there's a lot of facets about who you are that he really doesn't know.
Oh, that's
and now
sure.
that he's a little bit more free, now that he's free, he'd be able to actually get to know you at a whole different level.
Well, I keep trying to fish him in, you know. I keep trying to pull little things here and there to see, you know, how far
mm-hmm.
I could go. But, you know, I was just wondering if maybe you have some insight on this. See, I was hoping that you wouldn't tell me that I got to drop him, but I guess I do.
Yeah, you actually did. And you know, I got to say another thing, too. You know, an area I'd like for you to take a look in is your heart chakra. Would you like for... You have some pain sitting up on your heart. If I have your permission, I'd actually... I can actually help shift that if you will allow it.
Sure.
Okay. And I'll keep talking to you also as I'm working on it. And just make sure you keep yourself relaxed. Ooh. Wow. I can feel that. Are you able to feel this yet?
Am I what?
Able to feel the energy? It's okay. You can say no. It doesn't disturb me.
It's probably so blocked then I can't feel anything.
It's okay. Well, I'm clearing that out for your heart chakra, okay? Now I'm gonna I want you to write this down if you can. What you need to do is you need to sit back and really take a good look at your life, okay?
Sure.
That's going to be very important for you that the Ascended Masters are asking you to do. They would also like for you to spend a little bit more time outdoors. You're very connected to Mother Earth. What birth sign are you?
Taurus.
I'm right on target. You really, really need to do that, okay?
Yeah, that's one of my favorite pastimes.
Is it?
Yeah.
Well, what you're going to find is that, well, that is actually going to be a great place, by the way, for you to do this life review about you. I'm going to ask you this question. I want you to write it down, and I really want you to dive deep in this. And I'm going to ask you, who are you?
You're asking me that question for an answer?
Huh?
Are you asking for an answer with that?
Well, this is the area that I want you to go inside, internally.
Oh, I see.
Okay. Spend more times outdoors. Get very connected to Mother Earth, the elementals, the animals. You're actually going to start receiving a lot of signs. You're also are going to open up a whole lot more creativity. Because you're already creative. Is that not true?
Yeah, what, by birth or by sign?
Huh?
By birth or by sign?
No, just by I'm reading your energy.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Okay, because you're already creative.
Mm-hmm.
But what's going to happen is when you start spending more time outdoors, go make a friend with a tree. Give the tree a name. They're a life force. They're alive. Give it a name. And make
there's
it your, one of your buddies and go sit underneath that tree.
Not
only are you going to open up some areas on creativity, at a different level that you never thought about, that's going to be activated, okay? And it's going to be a remembrance of what you did in another past life.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what's also very interesting is that you're actually going to get some answers to some questions that you've had in resolving certain issues around you.
That's what you're picking up from me?
Huh?
That's what you're picking up from me, that I'll get answers to things.
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you, honey.
I said that's what you're getting, picking up from me, that I'll get answers to questions that...
Yes.
Okay.
And it's going to help to keep, it's going to help you get grounded, it's going to help you get balanced. Now, I want you to start educating yourself respectfully about the moon cycles. That's very important to you. Learn about the full moon, learn about the new moon. Because you're so well connected to the earth plane, well, what's really nice is you as above, so below. So you are wanting to keep that balance as above, so below. You're what we refer to as a physical manifester. So the moon cycle plays a very critical, important part in your manifestation.
And why is that? Is that because of my sign, or is that what you're picking up?
That's your overall blueprint, what I read from you.
Oh, I see.
Okay. Now, are you the woman that I was picking up on about having your spiritual sight opening?
I'm not quite sure. My spiritual sight opening, it could be me, maybe.
Well, that's what I'm getting, is that that's about to happen to you.
And you were expecting to hear from this person today?
What you mean, the spiritual eye?
Yeah.
Well, the spiritual eye is your third eye opening up and you being able to see spirit. You're able to see in the other world.
And you were expecting to hear from a person that this was going to start happening to?
Yes. I actually announced it over the radio. I said, I feel this woman's, I actually broadcast saying, there's a woman out there that their spiritual sight is about to open.
Wow, that's great.
Yes.
That'd be nice. You know,
so here it is. So really pay attention to that. And I feel real strongly that your spiritual sight is going to be strongly connected to you spending more time outdoors, learning how to manifest with the moon cycles, okay? That's going to play, those two elements are going to play a very important part in your spiritual sight. Now, saying that, okay, you're about to receive a download of quite a bit of high spiritual information.
Wow. I don't know if I'm ready for that. I don't think my computer's got a chip that large.
Well, just because you're receiving the download doesn't mean that you're actually going to be operating in it.
Oh, I see.
See? Okay. But you're okay. About to receive some very high information. They will fully activate that once they know that you are balanced and disciplined to be able to utilize that information, okay?
Okay.
So you've got some work to do, so do it with a real happy heart. Roll your sleeves up. Take a good look. Make an assessment of your life. See what you can omit, delete, and what things you're going to keep.
Okay, so my 22-year-old loves my life. It's not going to happen.
No, not at this time. No.
Oh, well.
Now, I'm not saying that there's not a possibility, okay? But I don't want to give you any false hopes. Because right now, he is on a different track. He has different ideas, different visions, and views of what he is, what his life looks like.
Okay, well, I was hoping.
I know, honey. But don't, you know, thing is, keep focused on yourself. Because that's the best thing, that's the best gift you could give to him. And then work on just developing a different type of a friendship relationship with him than what you had when he was unavailable. Allow him to get to know who you really are versus what you shared in his other life, okay?
Okay.
And so, many blessings to you, and I hope that we have served you well.
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome, and have a good night.
Yes, you too. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Wow, this is great. So, I hope that if any of you would like to get a reading, please call in. I will do my very best to serve you well, me and the masters. We love connecting with all of you. Otherwise, y'all will have to just listen to me. So I'll get right back to the shift because I do know it's important for all of you to know this information, to let you know that you're really a lot better than what you realize, that we're all in the same boat together. We've all been going through this major cleansing. We've all been asked to let go of things in our life that no longer serves us. And one of the questions I find myself asking me, and it's not, and let me back up here for a moment, because I've had to make some very, very tough decisions myself in the past couple of months. And some of the decisions I had to make that I felt were going to serve me for my highest sometimes it was very painful for me. Sometimes, you know, I had to kind of go back and forth with those feelings, and until I was able to really understand that it was time for me to move forward and it was time for me to make those decisions. We can literally allow ourselves to let go of things that no longer will enhance us versus us trying to hang on to things that no longer will serve our souls, our spirits. One of the questions I ask myself during this time frame is, does this person, place, or situation enhance who I choose to be? And I'm going to repeat that again. Does this person, place, or situation enhance who I choose to be? And it takes a matter of you sitting down with self and saying, who am I? What is it that I truly desire to have in my life? Does this person, place, or situation, can they enhance my vision, my path on where I am choosing to go, to travel down? And that has really, really helped me tremendously to make some of my decisions. It doesn't mean that the person, place, or situation is a bad thing. It's just that it's time to say goodbye, because whatever relationship you had with these three elements is complete. And sometimes we overextend by hanging on to things that keep us from being able to move forward. It also sometimes will keep us from growing on a spiritual level, or sometimes keep us from being able to explore new avenues that we never thought were possible for us, or an opportunity opening up for us that led into other wonderful things. Because a lot of times our angels, our master teachers will set these things in motion, or you get a part of a component within your DNA is activated. So it's time to let go and to move into these unexplored territories. Don't ever forget, you are a pioneer in your own world. And we sometimes want to keep, because things are familiar or they feel like security to us, we don't allow ourselves to spread our wings to fly and to taste and feel and touch new things in life. So I hope that you think about what I have shared with all of you, and maybe make this the day that you sit down and say, hey, like I just gave to Kay, the caller that I just said goodbye to. I asked her to sit down. Well, the masters did, not me. And sit down and kind of take a good look at her life. It's time for her to do that. I almost felt like she was also on a crossroad. A lot of us are. A lot of us feel like we're standing on unstable foundations. We don't know if we're coming or going. But if you just sit for a moment and become the observer of your own life and take a good look at some of those things, you might find, oh my gosh, it's been in front of me all along. We all have been there. We all know what that looks like. We've all experienced it one time or another in our lives. And I know for myself, oh boy, did I ever kick up my heels of resistance. I don't think so. But I am less and less resisting on letting go of things We can all do it the hard way or the easy way. It doesn't really matter. The only difference is it just takes us twice as long when we resist versus allowing ourselves to open up to new ideas, new ways of thinking, stepping outside of that box, getting excited about turning around the corner to see what might be in store for us. How many of us choose to get up in the morning and get excited about what's in store for our day? What will that day bring forth to all of us? And if we can all just change our perception, well, actually, let me back up here. If we would all change our attitude on the way we choose to look at things, stand back. Ask yourself, how could I look at this situation a little bit different than what I'm looking at it right now? Then we realize that the way we were looking at it in the first place was a lower vibration versus a much higher. And just by us connecting with that will actually propel us and penetrate right through that. And that's exciting. I mean, gosh, think about that. That is thrilling to know. And it took me a while to get these things. Believe me, it wasn't easy. And sometimes, even though today, I find myself stumbling. So when you stumble, just pick yourself up, chuckle at yourself, dust yourself off, put a big old smile on your face and go ahead and move forward. Because I do know there's a lot of things that's been going on in the universe. A lot of things we're all being hit with. A lot of things that want to drag us down, bring us down. You know, whatever names you want to attach to
it. We have a caller. One more caller we have for you.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi. Welcome to the show, Link to Heaven.
Thank you. How are you?
I can't really hear you.
Oh, you can't really hear me?
I can hear you. That's what's so exciting.
Oh, you can hear me? Oh, have you been having problems? I've been listening to the show.
Yeah. What's your name?
My name is Najida, and I was just calling to find out. I'm a little confused about, I'm working in my career. I work in medicine, and I was just a little confused about my purpose in life, like what specialty I'm supposed to be in.
Well, it's really interesting because that's exactly the type of work you're going to be doing, but it's just at a different capacity and level. Okay? I hope you're going to write this down, okay? Let me ask you this. Have you started studying natural healing, Reiki, different types of healing modalities?
I haven't. I've recently, but it was sort of not now because I work 80 hours a week, but sort of gotten into like meditation and explored a little bit of that, but I haven't. It sort of stopped now that my work schedule is really hectic.
Okay. Well, okay. These are the areas that the masters are giving me. Course of study, your beginning on your first steps towards that goal. One is polarity. Check into that. Number two is you also want to check into theta healing, and that's T-H-E-T-A.
Okay.
Okay. See if there is any courses that you might be able to take online and see what you know what? Also, I'll tell you another area that's going to be really strong for you that you're going to need that'll enhance the knowledge you have right now, and that is herbs, homeopathic.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Okay. Reflexology is going to be another good one for you.
Oh, okay.
Okay. There are
so many modalities out there that will enhance what you're already doing.
Okay. Can you tell me whether or not I, like, am I supposed to be working with children or adults or just something a little more specific?
You're going to end up working with children.
And, okay. Do you know in what capacity or just...
Let me see here. I do know they're going to be severe health issues.
Oh, with the children?
Yes.
Okay. I could see that. So, I have, but you don't know in what capacity, where?
No, all I see is that you're actually working with the children. That, by the way, they're going to love you. Now, I will say that this is another huge possibility for you, and that's why the education is going to be critical for you, because I do see you owning your own facility.
Oh, you said you see me owning my own facility?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
You're going to end up giving these children a safe haven to be at.
Oh, wow.
A safe environment.
Oh, that's great. That sounds wonderful. It is something I would do.
Yeah. Now, another area that you're really good at is counseling.
Actually, I sort of knew that, yeah.
Yeah. Well, you're going to get even better.
You're kidding me.
No.
And because I'm like, I don't think I'm utilizing that.
Well, you are.
I don't think I'm utilizing, like, I use it more on my friends, and then they compliment me, but...
Okay. Okay. Well, many blessings. I hope I helped you. So
you did.
I would like to say mahalo to all the BBS radio listeners today, and I hope you truly enjoyed the show. And I ask that each and every one of you come back and join Robbie Thomas, Link to a Heaven. Good evening to all. Good night.
You have been listening to BBS Radio, a blogandservice.com production and a service to others endeavor. Thank you very much for tuning into our radio program, and we wish you much peace and joy on your journey.